We have a big tackle for no gain as Dylan Heath comes in and puts the kickoff returner right into the dirt right where he caught the ball. And so with that, the first offense of this game will take off at the 33-yard line for the North Stars. Big game today. Big game today as we're finishing off the end of the season. We're starting to get a pretty good picture of who our juggernauts are here in the conference. As, you know, we have Hurley, Phillip Loggers, and Flambeau's looking strong too. And Schwamigan is looking in the mid-tier team. So if they can start to rattle off some big wins here, they can make a statement going in to the end of the year tournament. So we'll see what they got here on defense. Everyone's looking healthy from both sides of the ball, and so we got full rosters. All right, North Stars. Everyone on the line except for a running back hiked the ball directly at quarterback. He's going to break a tackle as he takes it right. He's going down the sideline. He's got the angle. He's just going to open up this game with a huge touchdown round, and he does. It was just a direct snap to the quarterback. He hit his first gap, was able to juke his first defender, and he took off down the line, blazing speed. And now the game, before you know it, is now 6-0 North Stars over the Screaming Eagles. That's one way to start a game on your own field. Crowd's getting into it. I'm going to turn the crowd mic on here, and Hurley is showing you exactly why they are 5-0. Schwamigan had a guy on him. The cornerback for the Eagles got to the quarterback's legs, and he kind of shed off of him instead of completing the tackle. Hurley's elected to go for two. Tight formation in shotgun with one running back. Ball hiked high, quarterback keep. He runs in, and it looks like it's going to be no good on the two-point conversion. It looks like they just ran the same play, but they ran it to the left this time, and it was no good. Wow. There you go. 6-0, Hurley North Stars lead, and the game's barely started. There's 11 minutes and 44 seconds left in the first quarter. And for those that need reminding, there's 12 minutes in a quarter. That only took 26 seconds off the clock to have the kickoff return and then that. So, got here a little late today. Got a little lost in Hurley. Went to the wrong field, so I'm sorry I couldn't get pregame rolling. But things I wanted to look out for on Schwamigan's offensive, which we'll be able to see here quicker than I anticipated, is I think the big key today is going to be how can you incorporate a couple of different players outside of Dalton Schmidt. And I really, really do think that you're going to really be – I think Schwamigan needs to be calling on Corbin Phelps' name tonight at wide receiver. He is just tearing it up in the secondary. When he gets to the second level, his quickness and speed is just so difficult to guard, so difficult to tackle. And I think that they need to be relying on slant routes, possible in routes, drags across the field after a developed play. Hudson Hilgard has the ability to extend plays and see if you can take advantage there. All right. North Stars are ready for the kickoff. Waiting for the whistle. There it is. And here we go. Line shot kick. It's received at the 15-yard line, bringing it up to the 30. Cuts it inside and is being tackled to the 35. Corbin Phelps was a nice 20-yard kickoff return to the 35-yard line as Schwamigan and Screaming Eagles have good field position to start their offense. Wouldn't it be fun if Screaming Eagles had a score just as fast, just kind of a boom, boom, and then we could be like, oh, is this one of those matches where both teams are just ready to have a knockout punch? All right. Eagles with their offense getting set. One wide receiver left to be Dylan Ethan's quarterback and shotgun with one running back. Ball is hiked low. Hudson keeps it, and he's taken down in the backfield for a big sack. Oh, we have a penalty. Are they going to call late hit on the quarterback here? Might be roughing the passer, but we'll see. Might be holding. Just waiting on the ref to give the indication. It's going to be roughing the passer on the North Stars. So the snap was a bad snap. It bounced off the ground, so Hudson couldn't get it into his chest. I don't know if it was going to be a run play or not, but basically he held it. Then a defender got back there, and as he was getting tackled, two more defenders came in and piled on top of him. So I think the refs deemed, I mean, he was going down like it was 100%. So that is going to be a first down as it advances the ball now from the spot of the foul up all the way to the 42-yard line. So Screaming Eagles get a little restart on the start of their offense. All right, same package here, quarterback and shotgun with a running back directly behind him with one wide receiver left, Lewis Martel. Ball is hiked. Hudson keeps looking, sweep left, waits for his blocking, gets it, is able to carry it up a little bit further up the field, but a 9, 10, 11-yard gain as he falls forward for a first down. But the thing is, there was a flag on the play. And so, I mean, usually on those long, extended, patient runs, you're probably thinking holding. But we'll see. It is 100% holding. It'll be holding on the Schwamming Screaming Eagles. So the gift you got from the play before, you squandered it. So it'll be a repeat of first down, and it should be a 10-yard penalty. That'll place the ball at the 31. All right. So with that, we got ourselves a first and 21 yards with 11 minutes and 10 seconds on the clock. If you're just joining us, North Stars are winning 6-0. Screaming Eagles on their first offense, first and 21 at their own 30. All right. Wide receiver right, quarterback and shotgun with a running back. Ball hike, fake handoff. Handoff then to the tight end as he's dancing around in the backfield. He makes a couple guys miss, but he's only able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Dalton Schmidt with a zero-yard gain there. So now we're looking at second and 20, still at the 30-yard line. The Eagles looking a little overwhelmed right now. They got some big guys on the North Star defensive line. See if they can't overcome this. They got Gavin Moore. He's 6'4", 280. He's playing the defensive tackle position. He's just absolutely blowing up the center every play. Wide receiver left. Hudson keeps on a sweep right. Follows his blockers. Able to break a tackle, then another. He's able to get about a 7-yard gain as he swept right. Maybe even a little bit more, maybe 8. Either way, he's able to get some yards there. That was nice. And so with that, we're going to be looking at third down and about 15, placing the ball at the 38-yard line.
Third down at 14.
You know, it's 6-0, first quarter. North Stars in the lead with 9 minutes and 50 seconds left. Let's see if the Schwamming and Screaming Eagles stay to their initial game plan script, or if they try to open it up in the air. No safeties at all. They're just playing one-on-one on the one receiver on the right side. Quarterback and shotgun, running back motion. Ball hiked. They sweep left against the motion, and he is taken down at the line of scrimmage. Hudson Hilgart couldn't get any yards on the quarterback sweep. And so with that, we got a long way to go here on fourth down. I see Hudson exiting the field, and the punter's coming out, so Schwamigan has elected to punt. Smart decision considering you're at your own 38-yard line. North Star's getting ready to field it. Trying to see if that'll be number 5, Devin Soltis, senior, going to be receiving the punt. Big end-to-end punt, end-over-end. It's going to be what a great bounce for the Schwamming Screaming Eagles as it's going back, rolling back, and it's going to be within the 10-yard line. What a great coffin kick for the Schwamming Screaming Eagles. The ball will be officially placed around the 8-yard line. That was an amazing change of field there and a good breath of fresh air for the Schwamming Screaming Eagles. There's 8 minutes and 41 seconds left in the first quarter. The score is 6-0. North Stars in the lead. They began their offense with a quarterback sneak through the B gap on the right side. He broke one tackle, took it around the corner, the quarterback, and scored a touchdown. That was amazing. So that's how they got their points. So let's see if they got another big run on them. So they got 92 yards to go to score. Tight formation, no wide receivers. It's all tight ends on the line of scrimmage, quarterback and shotgun with one running back. Ball hike, keeping it left. As he just runs up the gut, he gets tackled for a nice gain, about 5 yards. There you go. About second and 5. Good power run by Hurley. If Hurley did their homework, then I would imagine they're going to be running the ball quite a bit tonight, as the Swamping and Screaming Eagles have actually got quite a few interceptions in defense this year, and I think that's because it's because Dalton Schmidt, Corbin Phelps, Hudson Hillgard, they got really, Dylan Heath, really quick corners and safeties, but they lack in size where it matters for the run defense. Quarterback, a direct snap to the running back as he carries in the right side. He breaks a couple tackles. He's going to get a nice 10-yard gain for an easy first down. Number five, Devin Soltis, the ball carrier on that, as they put two running backs next to the quarterback in shotgun, and they direct snapped to, now I guess that would be the running back on the left. And he was able to then have immediately two blockers in the quarterback and the other running back. Well-designed play. Screaming Eagles, if they're going to keep running, at some point you just got to kind of throw caution in the wind and just start blitzing. But we'll see what they got. Tight formation again. No wide receivers out. Just the quarterback in shotgun with one running back to his right. Tight end is left. Ball direct snap, then it's handed off to that tight end, and it's a tackle for loss as the Screaming Eagles got back into the backfield real quick. Weren't faked out, good discipline, and we have a good run stop for the Eagles. That'll push it to about second and 11 now at the 24-yard line. 7 minutes remain in the first quarter. North Star still leads 6-0, and they have the ball. That was a good, I think Mason Pahokee might get credit with that tackle, but there was three guys that were there. So they were able to swallow up. It was a direct snap to the running back, and the running back did a handoff to the tight end on the reverse. Quarterback shotgun, tight formation. Direct snap to the running back who just goes straight up the gut, tackled for a short gain, about 3 yards. Because they got the yard back that they had just lost another two. So it would be about third and eight, third and seven, third and eight, depending on the position here. And with that, we now have a long yarded situation and see what North Stars have cooked up to get this first down. 6 minutes remain in the first quarter. Score is 6-0. North Stars in the lead over Shawamigan as they scored on the first play of the game. Huge run, 65 yards for the quarterback. All right, here we go. Three linemen. Three wide receivers, two on the right, one on the left, quarterback shotgun with one running back. Ball is high, quarterback's going to keep it, and he's sacked. Swamigan, Screaming Eagles, got back there, just blew up their blockers and brought them down. And so with that, it's going to be a loss of yards. It's going to be looking at about fourth and nine now. And we'll see if the North Stars elect to punt here. Good defensive effort for Swamigan, who have really lacked in the run game, really put on the pressure there, and got a couple tackles for loss, as well as a short gain tackle. North Stars have elected to punt here. So with that, Corbin Phelps, the punt returner, is heading back. Let's see if they can reset field position like the Screaming Eagles did. Hike, kick, straight up in the air. It's going to go out of bounds. Ref is going to determine it to be. That ball was, I think the net amount of yards punted there was about 12 yards punted. It only went from the 31-yard line to the 36-yard line is what it looks like. Whew. That it looked like when he punted, because I thought it was going to be blocked, I'll be honest, because they got good pressure there. But the ball looked like it hit his shin, and that's why it went straight up in the air to the right. So Screaming Eagles, incredible field position. They're already on the other side of the field. Tight formation, wide receiver right. Hudson keeps on the key on a sweep to the right. Has a lane going around the edge. He has to juke a guy. He gets tackled past the 20-yard line. They're officially in the red zone. That's a first down for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. Good play to open up after a wonderful field position to start their second offense here in the first quarter. Scores 6-0 North Stars. Swamigan Screaming Eagles with the ball with 4 minutes and 55 seconds left. And the ball is now officially placed at the what looks to be the 17-yard line, maybe the 18-yard line there. First and 10. Wide receiver left. Quarterback in shotgun with a running back directly behind him. Ball handed off to Dalton Schmidt, who carries on a sweep left, follows his blocker, goes down for short gain. That's a common play that the Screaming Eagles have run all season. Basically, Hudson Hillgard, I don't know if it's an option play, whatever they said, or if they decide who they're handing off before pre-snap, whatever that is. Hudson will get it, fake it to the running back, and then do a twist and hand it to Dalton Schmidt, who's coming across. So it's not a reverse. It's just a fake handoff. I guess you would call it a tight end option run, I guess, for the name of it. All right, 4 minutes left in the first. Score is still 6-0, North Stars in the lead. Eagles have the ball at the 13-yard line. Wide receiver left. Quarterback in shotgun. Running back directly behind him. Bonga, big guy. See what they got. Ball hiked. Hudson looking. Got a guy open. Throws it to the corner. And it's a touchdown. Great catch. Great route by Dylan Heath. I'm not kidding. I called that touchdown when the ball was still in the air. You could just see that Dylan Heath put on the double move. He came in on an in route and then planted his foot, turned left, went to the corner. And Hudson Hillgart looks right at his first option, which was Dalton Schmidt, who was just running another corner route from the tight end position. He saw the double move, whizzed it in there, perfect pass. And now we have a tie game 6-6. Screaming Eagles going for two, see if they can't get the upper hand in this game early. Wide receiver right, quarterback in shotgun with the running back. Five linemen. Ball hiked. Hudson keeps left. Follows up the gut. Can't get by all the black and orange jerseys. He's taken down. No good. The score is 6-6. Good defense. Good holdup by the North Stars to keep this game tied at 6-6 with 3 minutes and 36 seconds left in the first quarter. We got a game. We got a game. All right. Good. Good offense by the Swamming Screaming Eagles, who took over with really good field position where the ball was punted not just a handful of yards. Then they had a big run by Hudson Hillgard to the right, got into red zone, a couple of short yardage runs, and then a laser of a pass to Dylan Heath for the first touchdown for the Swamming and Screaming Eagles. All right. It feels like it's going to be North Star's first offense or second offense, but it's going to be their third because it's almost what they scored on that first play. Their quarterback is fast. Okay. I'll take a minute because they're still setting the kick. When he turned the corner to start out the game, there was three Swamig Screaming Eagles that if I were to ask them after the game, they thought they had the angle and they didn't. That's how fast he was. Okay, here comes the kick. Rodriguez kicks it low, bounces right into him, picked up around the 20-yard line, goes right, cuts it inside, has an angle. This might be a kick return. And it stays in bounds. He's going to keep going. Number 5 just takes it to the house. That is Devin Soltis, who saw a lane and just had to beat one guy. The defender got a hand on him, but he was able to stay in bounds as he toe-tapped and then just took it down. Just as soon as the score was even, it's back to North Star's advantage. They're now leading 12-6. This is Hurley, 5-0. They're scoring from anywhere on the field. That's dangerous. Right now, what you're learning is if they got open space, they're taking it to the house. All right, Hurley, different strategy this time. 4 wide receiver set, 2 on each side. Quarterback and shotgun, 3 linemen. That's it. Ball hike. He's keeping it on a draw. He gets tackled. What's the ref say? No good. We have a flag after the play. Face mask on Swamig and Screaming Eagles. So it's going to be, I think that's half the distance to the goal. And they're going to retry their 2-point. So the quarterback just took, basically the ball was hiked to him and he just ran forward immediately. He was able to get tackled, but he was face masked. So it was a big dog pile, so there's probably hands flying everywhere, right? So here we go. A redo on the 2-point conversion. Score is 12-6. See if they can push it to 14 for the North Stars. Tight formation now. Quarterback and shotgun with 1 running back. Ball right to the running back. Can he get in? It looks like he does, and he does. It is now 14-6. North Stars are just, they haven't put a drive together tonight, but who cares? They scored a 30 or 65-yard run and a kick return. Man, that's exciting. So Devin Soltis, senior, gets that kick and just takes it to the house. That was about an 80-yard return. I mean, it was around the 20, so it could have been 78 or 80, 82. I didn't see exactly. But either way, that's exciting. Swamming and Screaming Eagles on the sidelines, the coaches have got to be saying, we can beat these guys if we can stop giving up crucial plays. You know, they've scored on two plays. That's it. Just those 1-2 big ones, right? And the two-point conversion, you stopped, but you got a face mask, which, I mean, those are easy. You just watch if you see someone grab the face mask. So it's not, you can't be like, oh, the ref did. No, the ref saw it 100%. It's like, so that you're shooting yourself in the foot here. And Hurley's 5-0. You can't show up and kind of tackle them. They're going to break tackle, all right? This is a good team. This is one of the better teams in the conference straight up. And so Eagles, if they want to win, they got to absolutely cut it out on these huge plays that have pushed this back into the North Stars lead. All right, kick low, nice little squib. It's going to go right to Corbin Phelps, who carries it up the field, goes right, has an angle, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds around the 38, 37-yard line. Good return, good field position for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. I haven't had much time to talk about the Hurley offense in there. They know they have a tight package and a spread package. A lot of runs from the backfield, but they've scored from so far away. It's been really time to really analyze and break it down. This is my first time watching the Hurley football team play. And, I mean, it's still 3 minutes and 15 seconds in the first quarter, and color me impressed. Knew they were a good team, and I'm just seeing it before my eyes right now. All right. Eagles, wide receiver right. Quarterback shotgun with the running back. Low hike. Hudson keeps. He goes inside. Does a little juke move. Couple yards, but 4 or 5 yard gain, depending on where the ref spots it. Hudson, I don't know what that play was. It was once again another low hike that bounced off the ground. So Hudson picked it up and just decided that whatever play we were going to do to develop isn't going to happen. So he kept it. He was patient. Took his lane. Got a 5 yard gain. I think the thing that impresses me the most about Hudson Hilgard is his patience in running. He is not afraid to follow his blockers, and he's not afraid to wait for the lane to open up. Sometimes you can get skittish runners that think they're going to get hit if they don't run forward. Others, you get that they just wait way too long. Hudson waits for the right amount of time for his lane, and it's really nice to watch. Wide receiver left, quarterback shotgun. Ball handed off, fake handoff, and then Corbin Phelps is going to reverse it to himself, basically. I don't know how. I kind of tripped over my own thought there because it was a reverse handoff, and then he planted his foot and then turned back the way he came. So he had no momentum on the route that he ran. And so we have a loss of yards to bring it to 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7. It's 3rd and 8. I'm sorry. It is 3rd and 7. Excuse me. At the 42-yard line. I think if Corbin just kept going the way he had received it, he would have had his momentum. Either way. All right. Trips wide receivers on the three wide receivers on the right side, one left. Quarterback shotgun. Ball hike. Here comes the pass rush. Eyes down the field. Hudson plants his feet. He's dancing around looking for a clean pocket. Throws in the middle. Gets it wide open. Doug Schmidt for a first down as he's carrying it over. That's what Hudson can do for you. Extend the play. And if you're a wide receiver for the Swamming Screaming Eagles, stay in your feet, stay light, and look to get open. Good reception there for the Eagles. That's going to be about a 20-yard pass. Hudson was able to – he looked, you know what that reminded me of? That was watching Russell Wilson on the Seahawks during those years when he won his Super Bowls, where he's just – you get pressure on him, he's just dancing around like crazy. That was good. All right. One wide receiver left. Quarterback and shotgun. Ball hike. Handoff to the tight end left on the sweep, who goes up the field, dragging a couple defenders. He's going to run into a wall of guys there. They have about for about a 6-yard gain is what the refs are calling it there. Second down. It's 54 seconds left in the first quarter. North Stars lead 14-6 as the Eagles are driving now. It is second down and about 5. At the 32-yard line. The North Stars 32-yard line, excuse me. All right. Dylan Heath, wide receiver, is out on the right. Quarterback in shotgun with one running back. Ball hiked, fake handoff, and now it's going to be a sweep other way as he carries it up the field, cuts it inside on the blocker, is able to jump forward for yards, and depending on the ref's spot, might be a first down. Let's see here. And, oh, it's really close to first down. What's the ref going to, it's like, they're waiting for the call, and it is first down for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. With that, the timer is going to go down. It's going to hit 1-0. Our first quarter has come to an end. The North Stars lead 14-6. But Schwamigan Screaming Eagles are driving right now, and the ball is currently on the 27-yard line. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back here on Trail Mix 103.1, we'll have more football for you. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back. This is Trail Mix 103.1. I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you tonight's game as the Hurley North Stars are hosting the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. The score is 14-6. Second quarter just started. Hudson Hilgart got the ball in shotgun. Throws it deep to an open receiver. He's chasing it down. It's caught. Touchdown! Great job by Corbin Phelps to chase that ball down. Great job by Hudson Hilgart to put that sucker high enough in the air, far enough away for defenders. It was either going to be a drop or a touchdown. And just like that, I couldn't even get us caught up to our position. They scored. It's now 14-12, Screaming Eagles bringing it back as they are now going for two. Hudson Hilgart now has two touchdown passes tonight. Dylan Heath, the first recipient, and that one, Corbin Phelps. I truly believe Corbin Phelps is going to be the one to unlock. If they walk away from a victory, I think he's the one that's going to be player of the game. That's what I'm calling. Hudson Hilgart gets the ball, hands it to Dalton Schmidt, looking for a lane, can't find it. A lot of black jerseys, takes him down behind the line, and this game will stay at 14-12. Screaming Eagles making it exciting as they've had two very successful drives in a row, running the ball, passing the ball. It seems like whatever they're doing is working. And on the flip side, then there's not a lot. Okay, first off, there's not a lot of sample size here. Hurley's punted once. So you're like, oh, their offense isn't moving. We don't know. They've had one actual drive. Otherwise, they've scored on the first play of the game on a 65-yard run and a kickoff return. So that Hurley's just like, we're in the lead, and our offense hasn't even really had a chance to gel yet. So Screaming Eagles, now's the time to strike while it's hot. I mean, there's a chance the Hurley offense is cold because they really haven't had a chance to play. But in the same notion, at this level of play, usually a lot of your defensive starters are also your offensive starters. So I imagine that might not be the case. Either way, welcome back to the second quarter. What I was going to say before, we had an awesome hike and then a wonderful rainbow pass to Corbin Phelps for a touchdown by Hudson Hilgart, was that you can also listen to this game on the Civic Media app. So So if you got your smartphones, which I know you do, we all do, you can download that app and listen to this game as I'm doing it, or even go back and listen to games in the past. All right, short kick. Going to bounce. Weird bounce. It might be a fight for the ball. Nope, nope. North Stars, great job getting on top of the ball. It's going to be great field position. It was like a – I don't think that ended up being like an onside kick, but I think it was a muffed squib kick. So the ball was only kicked about 22 yards. So even though the North Stars didn't get a return chance on that, which, by the way, if you're the Screaming Eagles, you're pretty happy about that, considering the last time they returned the football, it was a touchdown. North Stars start their second offense, third offense technically, at their 38-yard line. Second quarter just started. They lead 14-12. All right. Tight formation, quarterback shotgun, one running back. Ball directly hiked to the running back who tries to stiff arm, can't do it, tackled for a loss. Good sportsmanship by Hudson Hilgard helping up the ball runner. Devin Soltis was the ball carrier there. Almost got the stiff arm off, just couldn't do it. Good tackle by Hudson Hilgard for a tackle for loss. So now we're looking at second and 11. Just a 1 yard loss. 11 minutes and 20 seconds here in the second quarter. Hurley leads by 2. 3 wide receivers right, 1 left. He has yet to pass it. Ball hiked. He's looking. So screen pass to the right. Completed pass. Gets around the first defender. Able to barrel through the second one and get a nice gain for a first down. Powerful running. That was just a quick little screen pass, and he just took it up the field. Dalton Schmidt looked like he had the angle. Got toasted as Brody Erickson, the tight end, 6'1", senior. He barreled through that second line of defenders. Love to see powerful football. He lowered the shoulder. He's like, I ain't scoring a touchdown, but I'm taking you with me. It looks like the ref says he stepped out of bounds before the first down. So it's going to be 3rd and 2, short yardage position. All right, tight formation, quarterback shotgun, 1 running back. Ball hiked right to the running back as he goes left, runs into some defenders, but he's able to stay on his feet and is able to get that first down and a couple extra. Good run by the North Stars. 10 minutes and 45 seconds remain in the second quarter. As they advance their drive with another first down, they are officially in Eagles territory at the 48-yard line. Good game so far. If you're just joining us, first quarter, we saw ourselves 4 touchdowns. Hurley scored on the first quarter. They scored on the first play of the game, the quarterback run, then a kickoff return, and the Eagles have 2 touchdown passes. So we're seeing offenses today. All right, tight formation, shotgun, 1 running back. Ball hiked right to the quarterback this time. He's going right, has to decide to go left, gets a couple yards, and is finally tackled. As the North Stars, there's nothing fancy there. He was just following the pocket of offensive linemen that moved forward. And so he saw his linemen start to make a lane left, so he went left. And that was a 4-yard gain. We're not looking at 2nd and 6. Good run. All right. 10 minutes left in the second quarter. Score is 14-12. Hurley in the lead with the ball as well. Tight formation. Everyone is there on the line except for the quarterback and the running back and shotgun. Ball hiked. Looked left. And he kind of falls forward for some yards. The North Stars are going to have to be careful as the running back is leaning forward before the ball is hiked. And so if he's not careful and the refs start to notice that, he's going to start getting some false starts. But right now, not getting thrown yet, so you're good. 9 minutes and 20 seconds remain here in the second quarter. It is now 3rd down and 2 yards to go. Ball is at the Eagles' 40-yard line. No receivers. Everyone on the line with 1 running back and quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked to the running back, going left. We have ourselves a false start, called it. Oh, never mind. They're calling a neutral zone infraction. How about that? Swarming at Screaming Eagles too far into the neutral zone when the ball was hiked. And so with that, that's going to be an automatic first down as the ball has been advanced past the first down marker. Hurley, loving that. So now we have first and 10 here, and the ball's going to be placed at the Eagles 35. 9 minutes left in the second quarter. All right, first and 10 from the 35 of the Eagles. North Stars looking to advance even further. No wide receivers, quarterback shotgun, one running back. Ball hike, looking to pass, throws it way up in the air. He's a wide-open receiver. Oh, and he almost brings it down. Number 10 had a chance. Ty Hall, the intended receiver, junior, had a chance at it. Now, if he caught that, I wish I would have had a camera because that would have been the catch of the week. I don't care what. He had the full extension, two hands over the shoulder in the touchdown, and although the ball hit his hands, he just couldn't bring it in. That's like a, if you want to rate difficulty of catch, that's a 9 or 10 out of 10, right? So it's one of those where it's like, oh, I should have caught it. It was like, man, I understand you say that, but that was a difficult catch. But the ball was over for him a little bit, but, man, he was open. He was open. All right. Second and 10. Same formation, no receivers, quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff to the tight end left on a sweep, and he's going to get a couple yards as he powers forward, and he'll eventually be taken down. Short gain, powerful gain. Yeah, second and 7. See where the refs officially put this. Yep. Second and 7. Oh, excuse me, 3rd and 7, because it was 2nd and 10. 3rd and 7 at the 31-yard line. 32, excuse me. 8 minutes remain in the second quarter. North Stars lead by 2. North Stars are yet in another 3rd down and long. Ooh, 4 wide receiver set. Quarterback Jack Rowe, see what he can do. He's in shotgun, 2 wide receivers on each side. Ball is hiked, looking for his open guy. Throws it up. He's wide open, but the quarterback can't catch up. And touchdown on the deep pass in the end zone. Would you look at that? Hurley stretching the field and increasing the score. Score is now 20-12 on the big pass. Jack Rowe is able to throw another. He saw what Hudson Hilgard did in the previous drive, and he's like, hey, I can rainbow pass it too. They're going for 2 here. Score is 20-12. They're going to see if they can't make it 22-12. Tight formation while running back is back there in shotgun with the quarterback. Ball is hiked to the running back as he goes left, and he reaches forward. It's good. 22-12 is now the score. North Stars extend the lead. There's 7 minutes and 31 seconds remaining in this second quarter. And the North Stars are looking strong. Okay, so from my angle on that pass, I had like 3 ranges of emotions, okay? First was, he hiked it, and he waited, and I was like, I think he's about to run forward. But the Schwamming Screaming Eagles didn't provide a lane on their pass rush. They just went up on their guys, and the lineman didn't move them. So you're like, okay, Jack can't run forward because he'll get stopped, so he's got a pass. I was like, oh, here comes the pass. Then he threw that sucker high, and I was like, okay, he's going for a deep shot. And when I saw the receiver, well, I think the receiver was – Max Caudill, I could be wrong on that. He had won his route. He had beaten his guy, but the ball was what looked to be like floating, and I thought Corbin Phelps was going to catch up to it and have an interception opportunity, but nope. The Jack Rowe put enough juice on the ball. It was wide open in the end zone, touchdown. Good pass, good play. for the Hurley North Stars, who are now leading 22-12. Eagles are set to receive the ball here. Here we go. Squib kick. Corbin Phelps picks it up around the 30-yard line, cuts it left, going up the field, gets hit, and is tackled around the 42, 43-yard line. See where the refs place it, 43. And the Eagles have had good field position all night. Happy about this, as they have another short field to try to bring this game back within striking distance. Score is, if you're just joining us here on Trail Mix 103.1 or the Civic Media app on your phones, Schwamm and Screaming Eagles are in Hurley right now playing against the North Stars. North Stars lead 22-12 with 7 minutes and 32 seconds in the second quarter. All right, Schwamigan takes over on offense. Wide receiver right, quarterback shotgun, five linemen. Ball hike on a blitz. It goes underneath Hilton's legs, and he's going to be tackled. But he's able to get the ball off and thrown to his running back, but the ref's not buying it. Is he going to call intentional grounding? The refs are talking right now. They're discussing to whether they think the running back who was, I mean, he was playing the tight end position, sorry, not the running back. The tight end was there. And so they're discussing, by definition, there should be no penalty. They agree. They're picking it up. So they are determining, oh, wait. No, there's no flag for intentional grounding. They're saying he got sacked before he threw the ball. So it's a loss of 16 yards, and now that good field position ain't looking so good no more. All right. Two wide receivers left, one right. Sorry, excuse me, two right, two left. Quarterback and shotgun. Hudson. Gets the ball, has to break, he has to beat the blitz, zips it in on the drag route. The Corbin Phelps, who's got the angle, can he beat his runner? It looks like he can. Oh, he gets tripped up, but it's going to be a big gain and a first down as they are now on the north side, or North Star side of the field. Wow. Good play. Hudson got blitzed, and he was able to stay cool, stay calm, delivered the ball on the drag route, and Corbin Phelps was able to turn it into a big gain. I kind of wish I had my pregame. I'm so sorry for being lost in Hurley for the first 10, 15 minutes because I would have totally called or talked about how Corbin Phelps and his drag routes are so deadly and they need to be using them. There you go. That's why. Right there. All right, one wide receiver left, quarterback shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff, straight up the gut, couple yards, second down. Derek Manga haven't really had the chance to call his name tonight. Seems like this game is taking off in spades as far as speed, and Bonga's your power guy, not your speed guy. And he's able to hit the line and fall forward for about a yard gain, so it'll be second and nine. 5 minutes and 40 seconds remain in the second quarter. The score is 22-12. Schwamigan is down by 10 as they have a wide receiver way left and three right. Ball hiked. Here comes the blitz. Rolling right. Floats it across the field. That's a dangerous pass as he threw across his shoulder, floated it in the middle. Dalton Schmidt, to be fair, it was right on his hands, and Dalton Schmidt drops the ball. That would have been a nice gainer. Instead, falls incomplete. It's one of those things where he threw an accurate pass to a receiver in his hands. Still don't like that pass. That was across his body, floating in the middle of the field. So I'm just happy that didn't get picked. That's what I'm thinking. Either way, the ball is at the 32-yard line of the North Stars. As Screaming Eagles, I imagine, are in four-down territory as they're on this side of the field. Wide receiver left, five linemen, quarterback shotgun. Ball is handed off on a fake to Dalton Schmidt left, who's got the corner, gets the first down. He's able to go down the field and is tackled. That's a big, about 15-yard gain. First down. They have the delayed handoff to Dalton Schmidt, and it looked like he was about to get tackled, but he was able to beat the edge and carried up the field for first down as they have now entered the red zone at the 18-yard line. All right, 5 minutes remain until half. Screaming Eagles down 12-22, looking to see if they can't score right before half here. Wide receiver left, quarterback shotgun. Ball hiked, looking for his receiver, rolling right, has to come back left, throws it up to Corbin Phelps, who can't get to the ball. That ball was thrown away. That was a great decision by Hudson Hilgart. Not every play can be a touchdown. Throws it away as the pressure was about to get to him. Second down. I know throwing the ball away is like the most boring thing ever, but smart. Live another down, right? All righty. Here we go. Wide receiver right. Linemen are getting set. Quarterback and shotgun with one running back directly behind him. Motion, running back right. Quarterback keeps the ball as he's looking for his lane, cuts it back inside. He's going to be tackled for a few yard gain here. Kind of pushes it now to like third and seven at the 15-yard line. A little bit shorter of a line to gain here. There's 4 minutes and 25 seconds left until half. Screaming Eagles trail 22-12. And just to be clear, this is four down territory. They figure, hey, get some yards here. Honestly, you could probably do another run play here if you think. All right, Dylan Ethan's the wide receiver on the right, quarterback shotgun. Motion right, ball hiked, Hudson keeps the ball. He slips! And so it's going to be, I think, technically a sack because he's a little bit behind the line of scrimmage, but there wasn't really that much of a loss, maybe a half-yard loss. Ah, that's killer. Instead of following your blocker in the motion, it was meant to motion right and then pull a defender, but it never pulled a defender. So good discipline by the North Stars to say, hey, we're watching the quarterback, not the running back who's in motion. I think the problem is when you have Derek Bonga in motion, you want to follow that guy. He is such a good blocker from the running back position because he's big, he's strong, and instead you went the other way. All right, three wide receivers left, one right. Timeout, Screaming Eagles. Oh, timeout, Hurley. Oh, no, it is Screaming Eagles. Yep, sorry, it is the Screaming Eagles that called timeout. 3 minutes and 17 seconds remain in half. Score is 22-12. Screaming Eagles are driving right now. The ball is placed at the 16-yard line. They only got a little bit to go. Fourth down and eight. What do you run here? You know, you don't want to be too predictable, but I really like that Corbin Phelps drag route across the field. Now, the thing is, though, you like that route when you can really pull the safeties back when you send your verticals, and you can't really do that here because there's not a lot of field to go. So, I mean, this is why I'm the play caller and not the play caller. You know what I'm saying? I call the play, or I don't call the plays. I just watch and call the plays. All right, let's see what they got. Timeout is coming to an end as offenses and defenses return to the field once more. Half is approaching. 3 minutes and 17 seconds remain. Eagles are driving to try to bring this score closer. They're in a deficit of 10 points, 22-12. Wide receiver right, same their base package, quarterback shotgun. Ball is hiked, looking to pass. He's going to have, looking for his guy, can't find it, keeps trailing, throws it deep. It's going to be Hail Mary, and the ball is it incomplete? Turnover on downs. If it wasn't going to be incomplete, it was going to be picked off. Hudson took way too long to find his wide receiver. I know there's a couple options, and at the end of the day, you would rather him throw the ball when it's a true one-on-one and see if your receiver can't make a play than try to wait for a clear open guy because it's just going to get so congested at the end zone there. And he just kept backing up, so the ball is going to get there slower and slower. Either way, that great, great defense by the North Stars as they were able to tighten up, keep that to a four-down territory, stop the play, get the ball back, There's 3 minutes and 7 seconds left in this quarter. They got three timeouts here. They could score again. They're leading 22-12. Let's see what the North Stars do. Everyone close to the line. Ball hiked. He goes left. Quarterback cuts it inside, and he's going to be taken down for no gain, it looks like. Second down and 10. Might be a sack. Might be a little yard. I don't know exactly. We'll see. It looks like they're going to say he got a little bit of yards, so not a sack, but, you know, it's still second and 10. All right. That's a good stop for the Eagles. So we're just kind of waiting to see how the North Stars play this, as they're just letting time kind of expire. So I think they're, at least on the offset, fairly comfortable, unless they're waiting to see if they can't get a big play here. And if that, I suppose, because if you take off all the time, then you can keep them from scoring. Okay. 2 minutes and 20 seconds remain in the half. No receivers. Ball hiked high. Able to bring down. He's carrying it up the field. Is he going to score? It looks like it. He's got the angle. He's taking it down. 40, 30, 20. Beats the guy. 10. Keeps the races on. And that's another touchdown for the North Stars from forever away. Wow. Long drives. Those are overrated. Why not just score now? Scores 28-12, and Hurley's showing, hey, man, we'll score from anywhere. That is a long drive. That wasn't a drive. That was a scoring play of 84 yards. It's like they're competing to see how long. They have the 65-yard run and then the 80-yard kickoff return and now the 84-yard run from Jack Rowe was the ball carrier there, their quarterback, and man, does he fly. He was going fast. Well, the score's now 28-12 as they go for two here. 2 minutes and 3 seconds remain in the half. No receivers. Hiked in shotgun, looking for a passer. Throws it up. It's picked off. And with that, incomplete. Interception made by Corbin Phelps, and good defense there to keep this in a manageable position. For the Screaming Eagles, there's 2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining in this half. They have two timeouts, and if they can score here, get the two-point conversion, that'll push the score to 20-28, and they get the ball back. So, man, taking this game in, if you're a Schwamigan fan, you're just thinking, man, we're playing Hurley kind of toe-to-toe here. We forced the punt. We're getting sacks. We're getting tackles for losses. If they get a short gain, it's a short gain. They don't, like, push the pile like 5 yards. But then you have these outliers they have one, like, regular drive, and then they've had a 65-yard run, 84-yard run, and a kickoff return. So, man, second half adjustments are just like, well, what do we adjust? You got to tackle. All right. North Stars are getting ready to kick off, just waiting for the ref to hand the ball off to the kicker, give him the whistle to go. Just realized I didn't have my crowd noise on. I apologize. You can hear the whistle yourself. All right. There we go. There's the whistle. North Star's ready to kick. And here we go. Squib kick goes right into the hands of the Schwamigan as he carries it forward, and he's going to be taken down around the 39-yard line. Good field position, especially with a minute and 58 seconds left in the half. Hurley leads 28-12. And if you haven't been listening, you're like, 28-12, ooh, that's not good. But it's like, man, this game feels closer than what 28-12 said. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like the game should be closer. The Schwamigan's having good success on their drives. It's just they got turnover and downs in the red zone on their last possession, which is just killer. And then they gave up an 84-yard run. So it's like, instead of the score being 22-20, 22-18, 20-20, it's now 28-12. All right, Eagles take over on offense. Wide receiver left, ball high, cuts and keeps it right. He carries it up the field. Following his blocker, we have a penalty. 6-yard gain, potential holding. Let's see. righty. It's going to be holding. 10-yard penalty. Did stop the clock, so it'll be 1 minute and 49 seconds still in this clock. And instead of like second and five, we're looking at first down, and I think they're just going to first. It was right at the line of scrimmage, so first and 20. The ball will be placed at the 29-yard line, as they have significantly more field to go here. You're kind of wondering what to do here, because at the same token, you don't want to just go four and out immediately and give up another touchdown. You want to have efficient offense here. Wide receiver left. Hand off to Corbin Phelps on a sweep left. Keeps it. And it is out of bounds for like a one-yard gain. You kind of wanted to stay in bounds, because on that play, you know, it's going to be second and, you know, 20, second and 19. But the clock stopped. 1:28 now until half. Hurley, you know, I'm sitting here. I'm just like, Hurley's going to score again if they have 1 second on the clock. So deadly from anywhere on the field. All right. Four wide receivers, two left, two right. Shotgun. Hudson gets the ball. Good pass rush. Able to throw the ball up to a wide open Derek Bonga, who catches it. No one was guarding him. It looked like a punt return catch as he's literally just standing in place at the 45-yard line of the North Stars. Nobody's on him. He gets the ball, goes down about five more yards, and gets tackled at the 40-yard line. The coaches for the North Stars are like, hey, who was supposed to be guarding him? Derek Bonga, big catch, big gain. I'm sorry, Derek. I didn't recognize your game. I thought you were the power back. Well, I mean, you still are, but guess what? You're also the receiver that extends the field. 1 minute and 16 seconds remain in this half, and now it's first down. The ball is placed at the 35-yard line of the North Stars as they got new life. Now you don't have to worry about Hurley scoring. Well, I mean, you always have to because they scored immediately, quickly today, but I mean, in regular football, you shouldn't have to worry so much now. Wide receiver left, quarterback shotgun, ball hiked. It's going to be a fake handoff to Corbin Phelps, who gets it, runs it straight up after getting the ball for about a five-yard gain. The ball is now placed at the 30-yard line. Clock begins to move. 1 minute, 5 seconds. You're in a hurry, but you're not in a rush. 1 minute left. Let's see what the Screaming Eagles have here. Three wide receivers left, one right. 48 seconds on the clock. Motion, ball hike, looking for his guy. Defensive end absolutely crushes his guy. Hudson keeps the ball, goes up the field, and steps out of bounds. Are they going to give him the first down? I don't know where his foot stepped out. Looks like the ref's saying it stepped out about a yard before the first down. So it'll be third and short with 37 seconds left on the clock. But the clock stopped. He did go out of bounds. And although you're probably thinking, I want the first down, well, you want the clock to stop. So it's four down territory here. Schwamigan is behind. The score is 28-12. North Stars in the lead with 37 seconds left in the half. Three wide receivers right, one or left, one right. Shotgun, here we go. Ball hike, looking for his receiver. Whips it over the middle of the field. Corbin Phelps gets the ball, keeps it on the drag route, gets tackled as he enters the red zone about the 14-yard line. 28 seconds remain, and it looks like the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles call timeout. All right. Here we go. Screaming Eagles are showing. So the refs convene, and they say that he was down at the 15-yard line instead of the 14. And so Screaming Eagles got 28 seconds left on this clock, and they I'm actually wondering here if they already called the timeout or not, because if they had already, then they'd be out. So I apologize for missing that. I guess we'll find out. It'll be a surprise for us later, I guess. If you have no timeouts, you're 15 yards to the end zone, you can run a play and spike it. It's first down, right? And it's not even first and goal. It's first and 10 at the 15. So you got options here, all right? So, once again, hurry but not rush. You're in a hurry, but you're not rushed yet. After this play, you're in rush mode, okay? Don't rush the ball, but, like, you're rushing to get the ball moving forward. 20-